Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with more of Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Eternum. You guys have been waiting a long time, and we are bringing it back to you. So let me shut up and get started. I'm back. You guys been having fun? Yeah, sure. Anne and I have been talking, and we're almost friends already, right? We've had so much to discuss, and she was just about to remember how she got here. It's okay, Annie. I know you're not one for spooky things, but you've been doing good. I'm proud of you. But thanks. Were you able to find a toy? Yes. Nice. Did you hear that, Anne? Grim brought you a toy. Just for you. This is not Mr. Nebula. Yeah, I know, but he's a new friend. He's been so eager to meet you. He told me he wanted to play with you so bad. Do you like him? Yes. Oh, thank God. Are you feeling better now? Yes. I want to see my mommy. Of course, we want to get you back to your mom. Do you know where she is? I don't remember. Well, at least she's talking a bit now. How about your house? Do you remember where you live? No. What's your mother's name? Alicia Flink. Of course. Huh? Anne Flink, she's the daughter of the factory owner. Oh, the rich guy. Yes. I heard Mr. Flink left the country after his factory was destroyed. Maybe he and his wife left their daughter here, and now we're supposed to help her? Really? What kind of parents would do such a thing? Well, Mr. Flink was not known to be a good person. Maybe if we show the little girl a picture of her mother, the curse will be lifted and we'll solve the mystery of the Foggy District. I once participated in a case on this server that was solved in a similar way. The curse of the River Severn was lifted when I showed the tormented woman who relentlessly unleashed her anger by drowning innocent fishermen a picture of her long-lost daughter. Alright, it's worth a try. One of us has to go to her house and grab a picture of her mother. There must be one there. Go myself or ask Luna to go? I'll go. You? Are you sure? It could be dangerous or really scary. Oh, now I'm definitely going. I can't let you have all the fun. What? Nothing. I thought I was the only one who enjoys that kind of stuff. I've been playing Eternum alone for so long that I forgot I could team up with other people, too. It feels nice. Thank you. Anytime, Luna. I'm really enjoying getting to play with you, too. This definitely won't be the last time we solve a scary mystery together. Right, Annie? Yeah, it's so much fun. To Team Ghost Hunters. Yay! Don't worry, it won't take long. Where's the Flink house? It's on the edge of the district, about a 10-minute walk. I think it'll be pretty easy to recognize because unlike the rest of the slum, it's particularly modern and sleek. Alright then, I'll be on my way. The only things worth fearing are outside Eternum. Good luck! A few minutes later. Fuck, there aren't any street lamps around. Thank God the house has a lamp, otherwise it would have been impossible to find this place. Damn, this house definitely looks luxurious. It must be the one. It looks nothing like the other buildings around here. Is that a flashlight on the swing? I don't think that's just a coincidence. I might be a noob in Eternum, but I've played enough video games to know that I should take it. Seems to work just fine. If Mr. Flink and his wife supposedly left town months ago, the house isn't going to have any power. I should probably conserve these flashlight batteries, though. Well, alright then. Time to get this over with. Here's the plan. I'm just going to go inside, grab a picture of Miss Flink, bring it to the girl, and lift the curse of the abandoned child. Then Luna will shower me with hugs, and Annie will gush nonstop about how I'm the bravest man she's ever met. Yeah, sounds like a solid plan to me. Let's do it. The main door was unlocked, and wow, this place looks spotless. I thought for sure it would have been pillaged already. I mean, I don't know how far the immersion goes in these kinds of servers. Maybe the village NPCs aren't programmed to visit this place, or maybe. Okay. Calm down, Grim. It's just a game. Luna said it herself. This is only a mystery-solving server. Nothing can really harm me here. Right? Well, at least I have this flashlight. Fuck this shit, man. Why can't I be hanging around the servers full of hot girls wearing bikinis? Or why can't I solve the mystery of who wins the wet t-shirt contest? Yeah, really? Okay, I need to stay calm. There are no ogres, zombies, or any weird stuff on the server. It's just a simple mystery server. You need to find that damn photo, Grim. Where do people keep photos of themselves? The bedroom? Or maybe the living room? Go to the hall or the corridor? This fucking house is creeping me out. Oh, come on. Please, not now. This fucking flashlight. The Chop Chop sell them this shitty thing? Please don't fail me now. Oh, thank God. Laundry room. This room is empty. It almost looks as if... I need to find that thing and leave this place already. No family photos anywhere. Bedroom with no sign of any pictures, just these damn paintings. Even the garden is still in pristine condition. If these people left months ago, who's been cleaning the house all this time? And what's the deal with all the damn deer everywhere? Statues, figures, paintings, the whole house is full of them. They look creepy as fuck. Okay. That's weird. There's nothing there. Dining room. Everything looks so stylish. You could definitely tell they were business people. You can also go into the garden from here. It seems to connect the living room and the main bedroom. No sign of Miss Flink here, though. In fact, there are no pictures of anyone, just these weird paintings everywhere. This house might be fancy, but it feels so cold, lifeless. Poor Anne, I guess she didn't have a happy childhood, and her parents abandoning her was just the icing on the cake. I wonder if... What the fuck? Is there someone in this house? I need to get out of here, fast! Is that a phone ringing? Where's that coming from? To the hall or to the garden? Well, here's the phone. Am I supposed to pick it up? I guess so. Fuck, I should have asked Luna to come here instead of me. Snap out of it, Grim. The sooner this is over, the sooner I can go back to the comfort of my home. Hello? Alicia, it's me, Madison. Are you there? What? I'm not... Madison, what's going on? I heard a big explosion. Who? The factory, they blew it up. It's all gone, Alicia. Am I listening to a conversation between Anne's mother and another woman? What? Oh my God! My husband warned me this would happen. I think they're heading to your house next, Alicia. You have to get out of there. What? What do they want? They want to burn it down too. You need to run away. I'm on the bridge, in my car. Hurry up! What? Oh, fuck! Okay, I'm on my way, but I need to hide something first. What? What for? Remember the safe I showed you last Friday behind the bedroom? It's a fireproof safe. I have to save the family photo album, Madison. Anne's whole life is in there. I can't lose it all. You know how much it means to me. And where's Anne? She's at her grandparents' house. We can get her after I meet up with you. Just let me save the photos. Oh, fuck. Okay. But please, move as fast as you can. The workers are getting close and they're blinded by hatred for your husband. They're consumed with rage. I don't know what they do if they see you there. Okay, thank you. Don't worry. I'll be right there. Please hurry. Well, in the end, they didn't burn the house down, but maybe the family photo album is still in there. I should check it out. There it is, the safe Alicia mentioned on the phone. The pictures I'm looking for must be inside. Ah, fuck, of course the door is closed. Well, it's locked. Well, maybe it's... Nope, just as I thought, it's fucking locked. God damn it. Ah, well, what's in this little notebook? I can't believe you keep forgetting the combination. Let's try to use a mnemonic device this time. There are only three sets of numbers. The first number is the number of aromantic candles we keep in the bathroom. That's three. The second number is how many dinosaurs Anne is always playing with, which are in the laundry room. By the way, because they get all dirty and sticky. And the third number is the number of logs we have in the garden. Yeah, the ones we cut 2 winters ago and haven't used yet. Maybe with this trick you can finally remember it. And if not, you can always come to me and ask. I love you, Alicia. Jeremy. I guess this was written by Mr. Flink. Looks like they had a good relationship. Well, in any case, I can use these clues to open the safe. I remember seeing some of those things. Come on, Grim, we're just about done. You're on the home stretch. Okay. So, there's three in the bathroom, and we can verify that. What the fuck was that? My eyes must be playing tricks on me. Keep it together, Grim. This is just a fucking Sherlock Holmes server, for God's sake. There's no one here, and nothing can harm you. And there's no one here. Oh, yeah, the candles, yeah. Three candles. And then, of course, you have the laundry room, which I knew there was a purpose for the laundry room. Anne's dinosaurs. He mentioned they were dirty. Maybe they're in the washing machine. Or maybe they're right here. I swear these toys weren't here earlier. I guess I'm just nervous and overlooking things. Anyway, two dinosaurs. So it's three, two. And then, of course, we're going to go into the... garden. Okay, the logs. There's a lot of them. 3, 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 18. Better count them right. Hold on, that can't be right. Let me go back to that. It can't be right. Three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. I counted 18 logs. So, I guess opening the safe is gonna be... Yes! Okay, what do we have here? An old camera, a newspaper, and pictures. Here they are. Oh, thank the heavens! Yes! This little girl looks like Anne, and the woman carrying her must be her mother, Alicia. Finally, we solved the case. Now, just bring this picture to Anne, and then the curse will be lifted once and for all. Time to get the fuck out of this creepy house. There are a few other things in the safe, but I don't think I'll need them. This newspaper. It's from the day after the burning of Flink's factory. Flink's in flames! 2 deaths and 46 reported injuries in a factory fire started yesterday at 4:30 p.m. at the Foggy District. Witnesses claim the fire was intentionally set by a group of workers at odds with local businessman and factory owner Jeremy Flink. After burning the Flink factory down, the perpetrators then went to the residence of the Flink family to destroy it as further revenge. They started another fire that burned the house to the ground. Burned the house to the ground, but I thought this was their house. And there's some other interesting stuff it says here. Prime Minister Mikey declares war on pirates. And then Sons of Astaroth, myth or reality? Alicia Flink, wife of the magnate, panicked after discovering their daughter, Anne, only 7 years old, was still inside the house after the fire started. What? Breaking through the security barrier, she frantically hurried back into the building to save her only child. Unfortunately, despite the best efforts of firefighters on site, both Alicia and Anne Flink were burned alive and left charred to death in their own home on that fateful night. What? The mother? She died in this house, and she's still here. Fuck, I have to get to the front door. But of course this fucking flashlight isn't working again, and now I can't see shit. What am I gonna... Wait, the camera from the safe. I can use the camera flash to help me navigate out of here. Hope this thing still works. Okay, I can do this. Let's go. Across the garden, it's the fastest way. What? Why is the door to the garden closed? Fuck, I can't open it. Think, Grim, think. I remember you could access the garden from the bathroom, too. Fuck! What the fuck is that thing? She's in the garden. I can't go that way. Almost there! Oh, shit! What was that thing? No, not that way. Oh, my fucking god. The living room. I'm nearly there. Come on. Yes, the main door. I'm out of here. And of course, it's fucking locked. No. You have to be kidding me. This isn't happening. Why is the door locked? Sitting on the floor against the door. Okay. I have to come up with a plan. This is just a game, Grim. They wouldn't have created this just for you to suffer and die, right? Fuck. Alicia? I can help you. I know what they did to you and your daughter was horrible, but I can reunite you with her again. Please, listen to me. I know where she's at. We found her. She's in the slums. If you don't kill me, I can bring her to you again. Please! Just give me 10 minutes, I'll bring her here! Trust me! Please! Oh shit, she left! Oh thank god she left! Now I have to... Ah! Fuck! Fuck! What? Luna? Luna! Oh my, it's good to see you. I've never been so happy to see someone. What happened? The mother of the little girl, she was killed in the house, burned to death by the villagers. And she was still there, or maybe it was her spirit or something, and her body was covered in burns, and... Well, what do you mean she was still there? Like a zombie? Yeah. What? I found a safe inside the house, and... I got the photo. We have to bring it to... Wait, where's the little girl? She suddenly got up and started running in this direction. We tried following her, but lost track of her shortly before we arrived here. Oh, fuck. Now we're never gonna find her. Mister. What the... Anne? I found your mother. I have a picture of her. I also found out what happened to you and your mom. That was so horrible. I can't begin to tell you how sorry I am. Your life was just beginning. And to have it stolen from you, I just... Is this box for me? Okay. Thank you. Hey, wait! Come with us, you have to... Oh my god. What is that? Miss Fink. Or, excuse me, Miss Flink. What? She was the source of the curse on this place. They both died in their house, separated only by the fire set by the angry mob. The only thing they yearned for was just to be together again. They were innocent victims caught in a war they wanted no part of. That's so tragic. Sometimes I feel like Eternum's NPC behavior is way too realistic. Do you think they're able to develop real feelings, like what we see in the movies? I sincerely hope not. A portal! Thank God we can leave. Does this mean we've solved the case, Luna? Yes, the foggy district will now return to normal, and a new mystery will soon surface after some time has passed. So this must be our reward for completing this quest. I guess so. I wonder what's inside. Only one way to find out. Yep. Grim? What is it? This is... No, this can't be real. Is this... a gem of doom? You can't be serious. This has to be some sort of mistake. But it looks exactly like the gems that Idriel showed me when I first joined Eternum. And then I saw another one when Dahlia and I met Thanatos, and it looked just like this too. Could it be real? I don't know. I've never seen one up close before. We should keep it for now. Maybe we can find someone who can examine it and tell us whether it's real or not. You should hold on to it, Grim. What? Why me? You're a much higher level than I am. I know, but the fact that you're a newbie means you're less likely to be mugged. No one expects to gain much from looting a low-level player. It's not worth the effort. But it's so much responsibility. What about you, Annie? No way, I can't take it. I barely did anything in this mission. And I doubt it's a real Gem of Doom anyway. Although, real or not, it looks so pretty. I can't take my eyes off it. Okay, I guess I'll keep it in my inventory for now. The next time we log in, we can try to find someone who can examine it and tell us what it really is. I feel like we've had enough excitement here for today. Yeah, I'm pretty spent. Let's go back to the real world. Damn. Holy shit, Luna, that was intense. Yeah, to be honest, that was way more intense than I was anticipating. Sorry about that. Nah, don't apologize. Not gonna lie, that quest scared the shit out of me, but I had a blast the entire time. This is gonna be the second time today I'll have to remove these bricks from my underwear. I'm glad. Well, not about the bricks. I'm happy you had fun. I'm gonna go get changed into something more comfortable. I'll be right back. Your clothes are right there on the table, by the way. Alright, I'll get changed too. Thanks for lending me the suit and the visor. Wow, it's already 9 and I haven't even had dinner yet. It's crazy how quickly time passes when you're playing Eternum. I'm gonna need a few minutes to remember everything I needed to do before I started playing. Now I can understand why a few people have gone crazy by playing this game. They say when people start confusing the real world with Eternum, there's no turning back. Man, I hope that never happens to me. Good thing I have stuff to do this weekend and I won't be playing too much. done. Nice. She's wearing her gloves again. It feels a little weird to be back. I get so immersed in the game that I feel a little out of place after I log off. Yeah, that happens to me too. I get a strange sense that I'm gonna open the door and find a horrible monster, ghost, or merchant selling some weird stuff. I can imagine. Well, I guess I should be going now. Sure, will I see you on Monday? Of course! You know, I think we trust each other well enough. I really like Luna and I'd like to learn more about her. You don't have to answer this if you're uncomfortable about it, but why the gloves? Oh, you know what? Forget I asked. I'm sorry, Luna. No, it's okay. Don't worry. I'm just curious because I thought maybe you'd be hiding a birthmark or something, as I know some people are self-conscious about that kind of stuff. But you weren't wearing any gloves inside Eternum. And I know it's a rather weird compliment to give to someone, but you have beautiful hands. Thanks. Hey, I completely understand you don't want to talk about this, Luna. Forget I even mentioned it. Hey, you probably just enjoy wearing gloves and I'm here searching for a reason that doesn't even exist. It's not that. It's just, when I was in middle school, I told a friend about this and she freaked out. She stopped talking to me and then all the other kids started to call me a freak because of her. I haven't had any real friends since then. I'm sorry to hear that, Luna. Kids can be crueler than adults sometimes. But don't worry. No matter what you say, I'll always be there for you. We're friends now, alright? I started wearing gloves ever since that incident. I never take them off. Seriously, Luna, you don't have to explain yourself. Takes her gloves off. Just like in Eternum, she has fair, gentle-looking hands. I'm so used to seeing her with gloves that she seems so vulnerable without them. I haven't told this to anyone ever since the incident. Promise me that you won't think I'm crazy. What? I could never think that of you. Okay, and if you were to believe me, promise me that you won't freak out either. No matter what you say to me, or even choose not to say to me, you truly are a wonderful person and I'm so glad to have you in my life. Nothing will ever change that. When I touch someone with my bare hands, I can see their future. Their future? Like what will happen to them tomorrow? It could be the next hour, day, week, or even month. I can't really know until I touch them. Wow, I wasn't expecting that. I was thinking maybe she had really clammy hands or something. And what kind of things can you see? It could be anything if it's close enough in time. I saw my teacher being fired, my classmate's dog having an accident, my neighbor moving to another state, and I saw my mother dying. Oh my god, that must have been such a horrible thing for you to witness. That's the first thing I saw. I was only 5. Soon after that, she was diagnosed with a heart disease, and she died 3 months later. I'm so sorry, Luna. It's okay. It happened a long time ago. When I was 7, I decided to start wearing gloves all the time to avoid accidents. I don't need to wear them in Eternum because it doesn't work there. No one else knows about your power? No one. Not even my father. I thought it'd be better to keep it to myself. It really means a lot that you decided to trust me, Luna. I know it's not an easy thing to do. So what you're saying is, if you touch me with your bare hands right now, you'd be able to see my future? Yeah, but that's a bad idea. Why? I'm both perplexed and fascinated. I want to know my future. But what if I see something bad? I'm sure it won't be anything that bad. Maybe you'll just see me ripping my pants at school or something. And hey, you might be able to see something that can help us with the mystery of Benjamin's death. Or maybe something that allows me to prevent a tragedy. But are you sure about this, Grimm? 100% sure. I want you to be the real you, Luna. I don't want you to hold back part of yourself when you're with me. Okay, raise your hand with your palm facing down. Like this? Yes. If I do this, there's no turning back. I know. Whatever you see, our relationship won't change, I promise. I don't feel anything. Just her warm hand holding mine. Luna? Oh my god. Is it that bad? No, that's impossible. What did you see? Nothing. Huh? Nothing? Nothing. I'm touching you and I can't see anything. Is that a good thing? It's wonderful. Look at this. I can finally touch someone with my bare hands without having any kind of visions or feelings of dizziness. Did you lose your power somehow then? No, I still have it. I can feel it. It's just you. I can touch your hands, your chest, your face, and I see nothing. It's like touching a table or a coffee mug. I guess I'll take that as a compliment. It's amazing. Man, I can feel her body pressing against mine, and her face is so close. I can feel her warm breath against me. She's even prettier up close. Why did she stop talking? I can't stop gazing into her eyes. They're so... Sorry, I got carried away. It's just that I wasn't expecting this at all. Nothing wrong with that. Well, I guess I should start preparing dinner. My dad'll be here soon. I'm glad you convinced me to try this. I'm happy to have someone with whom I can finally share everything. And I'm so happy I'm lucky enough to be that person, Luna. Whatever you need, I'll always be there for you. Thank you. Will I see you Monday then? Of course, we can meet at lunchtime, if you want. I'd love that. Take care, Luna. Have a nice weekend. You too. Take care, Grim. A few hours later. Okay. So, that seems like a good place to end it right now. And we'll pick back up next Tuesday with another episode of Eternum. So stay tuned, guys. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are out of here.